Well, when I came out, I really met up with Martin Sutton, and we got invited to perform at the Tram Shed, which was a local club, if you like. And we were known as the New Foundation. The old foundation was Highland Pace, a bloke called Joe Griffiths, a bloke called Phil Skinner, and they used to do a different show there every week, a middle-of-the-road variety show, I'd call it. But for good in what they did. But I didn't know any of this because I'd been in prison. I'd only been out 2 weeks and we did a Punch and Judy show. And it was because this new manager chucked out the old foundation because he thought they were too low-brow. And put us on it. And he said, very good, can you come back and do another show next week? Completely different. Which suited me because I was quite prepared to do Punch and Judy show plus a sketch here and there. But it was good training for 6 weeks that we did it because we learned to write a show a week in an hour with me, Martin, Rick Mayle and Aid Edmondson. And Rick Mayle and Aid Edmondson told us about the Comedy Store. They'd been to the first week, which we'd missed. And then we went to it. And the idea then was that you got up and there's a goal. And if you survive 3 shows without getting doled off, then you were on the payroll. And very few did. But we did, with Mayle and Aid Edmondson did, Nigel Paynor did, with Chris Richardson, those in the double act then. Tony Allen always survived. Keith Allen always survived. He was torn the gun off the wall. So we were sort of like the regular team there. And then Peter Richardson split off from that and formed the comic strip, which they did at a place called the Boulevard Theatre, which is next door, and owned by Paul Raymond. Next to Raymond's Review Bar, and indeed the comic strip was in the strip club. And it was quite confusing because you had to go on the lift and they were very close to each other, and quite often you'd get Japanese tourists coming in the Comedy Store thinking they were going to see a strip show. But sometimes it did want a great show later on. And you sometimes get the trendy comedy audience going into the strip joint.